Educate client on employment and other income. A critical discussion to prioritize with clients involves their employment and income. Income is defined as money earned through work, investments, or other sources. Counsel the client to gather a complete picture of how they slash their family unit earn money, from their employment status to every source of income they receive. Understanding total income means looking beyond the basic paycheck. The client's money may come from multiple sources, such as their job, disability benefits, retirement accounts, and other assistance programs. All of these sources, and possibly others, combine to create their total income. Earned income is money received for work performed, such as wages, salaries, tips, and self-employment earnings. Unearned income is money or other resources received from sources other than employment, such as interest, dividends, rental income, social security benefits, such as FNAP or DOIC, pensions, and unemployment compensation. Most employees earn either a wage paid by the hour or a salary, fixed amount regardless of hours. The current federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, though many states have higher minimums. If the employee is paid hourly and works more than 40 hours in a week, they are typically entitled to overtime pay of at least 1.5 times their regular rate, though some jobs are exempt from this rule. Some people may think wage and salary are the same. Help the client differentiate the common forms of earnings, including wages, salary, commissions, bonuses, and tips. Wage. A wage is what an employer pays an employee to work and is almost always an hourly rate. Example, $7.25/hour. Salary. A payment made to an employee for a set period for work performed. Example, $50,000/year or $15,000/contract. Commissions. Earnings paid to an employee based on a percentage of goods or services sold. For example, real estate agents earn a percentage of the sale price of the property sold. Bonus. An extra payment, usually at the end of the calendar or fiscal year, based on meeting certain goals. Personal financial goals should not factor in these earnings because they are not guaranteed. Tips, a payment made directly to a worker by a customer for a service, typical in the food and entertainment industry. Note, while an employee cannot legally earn an hourly wage and a salary from the same employer, all other forms of income can be combined for total wage. Many people earn a base salary plus a bonus, for example. When counseling a client, the identifying income worksheet in Exhibit 2-4 helps ensure that a client does not overlook any money coming in when gathering all sources of income, whether it is regular employment income, tips, commissions, or other earnings. Start with active employment, including wages, tips, or commissions of their own, and include their spouse if applicable. Talk through investments and passive income, as well as any disability, retirement, and assistance they may receive. Note that each income category includes an other option to accommodate additional sources specific to the client's individual situation. Exhibit 2-4, Identifying Income Worksheet. Understanding the stability and predictability of a client's income sources is essential to financial counseling. Examining the household income flow, including its sources, stability, and predictability, can help support the ability to provide effective financial counseling tailored to a client's specific situation. Types of employment and self-employment income. A client's employment status significantly impacts not just their income amount, but also how they receive it, what employment benefits accompany it, and what financial responsibilities they must manage themselves. Employment benefits are defined as non-wage compensation provided by employers, such as health insurance, paid time off, or retirement plans. Full-time employees typically receive regular, predictable paychecks with taxes already withheld by their employer. They generally enjoy employer-provided benefits, including health insurance, paid time off, retirement plans, and sometimes additional perks like life insurance or disability coverage. Their employers pay half of their Social Security and Medicare taxes. Part-time workers usually earn hourly wages with less predictable schedules and income. While some part-time positions offer limited benefits, many do not qualify for health insurance or retirement plans. Like full-time employees, they have taxes withheld from their paychecks, and the employer pays half of their Social Security and Medicare taxes, which are mandatory. Self-employed individuals and independent contractors, including gig workers, freelancers, business owners, and professionals like plumbers or accountants, have the most variable income patterns. They are responsible for all of their benefits, must pay quarterly estimated taxes, and cover both the employee and employer portions of Social Security and Medicare taxes, self-employment tax. They need more extensive record keeping for business expenses and deductions. Tax-exempt income is defined as earnings that are not subject to taxation. Pre-tax dollars are defined as income set aside or contributed before taxes are deducted. Use Exhibit 2-5 to talk about some of the key differences between employment types when counseling clients, particularly focusing on the financial implications of full-time employment, part-time work, and self-employment that will affect their budgeting, tax planning, and benefit considerations. Exhibit 2-5, Employment Status Comparison. Full-time employees can usually build budgets around steady income, while part-time workers and many self-employed individuals might experience more income variability. Those with fluctuating income may need to use factors other than average monthly salary alone to determine how to build up their emergency funds. It is also important to note that some self-employed professionals maintain steady, reliable income streams through established businesses or long-term contracts. A client's employment type also affects how they file taxes, what deductions they can claim, and whether they are responsible for their own insurance benefits. Educate them on how these factors can impact both their monthly budget and long-term financial health. Unearned income sources. Unearned income is money a client receives from sources other than wages, salary, commissions, bonuses, or tips. Understanding the various types of unearned income sources is important for accurate financial planning. It is income that comes from sources other than working. These are some common types. Investment income, defined as earnings generated from financial assets or investments. Social Security benefits, pension payments, lottery winnings, alimony or child support, disability payments, inheritance. Rental income is a unique type of unearned income that requires specific financial considerations. If a client earns money from rental property or rent out space in their home, counsel them on several key aspects. Keep detailed records of rent payments received. Track all property-related expenses for tax purposes. Set aside money for maintenance and repairs. Consider seasonal vacancy rates in the overall budget. Understand tax implications of rental income. Some key details to help the client understand are that most unearned income is taxable, and some may affect their eligibility for certain benefits like government assistance programs. The client's rental income might not be consistent month to month. Unearned income may need separate record-keeping systems or require estimated tax payments / professional tax advice. The key as a financial counselor is treating unearned income as part of the client's overall financial picture, planning for its fluctuations, and understanding any obligatory reporting that comes with it. Tax laws can vary significantly by state and from year to year. Be prepared to refer clients to a tax professional for guidance on complex tax situations, especially for those who may benefit from specialized advice.